One thing that has distinguished New Hampshire from almost every other place where would-be presidents seek votes is the sustained proximity between candidate and voter. And HBR's Josh Rogers takes a look at the strategies the 2020 candidates and voters here are using to navigate those personal, up-close interactions.
It's a recent Friday morning, and an audience of business people are lining up for photos with the presidential candidate, Steve Bullock, before the Montana governor had even spoken.
One, two, three. Thank you very much. Ready? One, two, three.
Bullock, who chairs the National Governors Association, appeared at ease when it came time to grip and grin. Lots of eye contact, a firm handshake, the occasional clap on the back. Bullock gets close, but not too close, and with his cowboy boots and laconic small talk.
You're missing the snowstorm.
I know.
How about that?
Well, I left yesterday and there was snow.
Oh. So.
Bullock worked his image as a Western state politician without overdoing it.
Thank you.
I much rather would have gone out to Montana to see it.
It's not a bad spot, although you have some real beauty here as well.
This is what New Hampshire offers voters and candidates alike, face-to-face interaction, the chance for small talk, and everyone, candidate and voter, gets a chance to feel improved by the experience. And every candidate has their own set of techniques for executing the transaction.
I've learned how to do everything in New Hampshire.
When Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar visited last week, she name-dropped people.
Two of my best friends in the U.S. Senate, Jeanie Shaheen and Maggie Hassan.
Places.
Okay, I haven't been to Max Apples yet. There we go. But I eat Stonyfield yogurt, so there you go.
Even pronunciations.
I can say everything right. Concord, Winnipesaukee, Berlin. What? I said Berlin.
Voters here will tell you they want candidates to show they're trying to connect, but defining what that even means is a challenge.
This is not in the cognitive part of your brain. This is in a different part. This is somewhere in your limbic system. You know, it's where these sort of relationships develop.
Shannon Mills, a retired dentist, was among the voters who filled a Concord coffee shop to see Klobuchar. He thinks getting as close as possible to candidates, he's seen five so far this year, is important.
In 2008, I had a lot of questions about Barack Obama. But when I heard him speak in person, I just had a very, very different experience. You know, so I was trying to figure out, well, do I want to support this guy? And I ended up supporting him right down the line. That changed my mind, seeing him in person.
Mills believes the conversion experiences voters can have when they get close enough to a candidate to connect go beyond logic. But that's not to say the conversions aren't induced by the practice moves of a politician. Marilyn Hoffman lives in Londonderry and is a regular at Democratic campaign events. She thinks candidates would be wise to see New Hampshire as a place to hone their skills or else.
You know, I remember like John Kerry would go on for 45 minutes and, you know, they finally got him down to 20 or something, you know. But they learn their chops here, really. And to be a good president, you have to successfully communicate with ordinary people, not just donors.
And lessons candidates can learn here are on display right now. When Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire primary 4 years ago, the Vermont senator mostly gave speeches. This year, he's added events where he walks around the room interacting with voters more closely, almost like a daytime talk show host.
Richard says we're moving toward an oligarchy. What do people think about that? Is that true? All right. What are the implications? What does it mean for American society that we're moving toward or maybe are in an oligarchy? Yes, ma'am. Stand up, please. Give us your name.
Newer candidates to the New Hampshire campaign trail and the intimacy with voters it affords are also learning, occasionally in real time. Here's New Jersey Senator Cory Booker picking up a lesson about oversharing during a visit to St. Anselm College.
Right? Yes, yeah. Yes. So what's my excuse for having a serious dad bod as a vegan?
So my question is about...
Kevin's like, enough. My question. No.
My question regarding China. Just wanted to get your current...
Candidates and voters here will have hundreds more face-to-face interactions between now and primary day. For people who make seeing candidates up close a priority, people like Donna Morin, a teacher from Hooksett, these interactions boil down to a basic proposition.
For me, I just try to find someone who doesn't look like they're BSing the whole thing.
And that's a test for candidate and voter alike. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.